We're doing Chafetz Chaim, we're up to the ninth chapter, the second halakha, and we had started discussing avak lashon hara, that there are things that are termed the dust of lashon hara, where a person might say, I don't want to talk about it, and he is already indicating there's something negative to say about someone, or a person says, you know how great he is, he's really great at singing. Right away, you understand that he's trying to indicate that at other things he isn't so great. So there are different ways in which a person can indicate negative sentiment without saying it. And that's also the dust of Lashon Hara. V'chol zeh menom shabcho barabim. And a person, even when he praises, we said, shouldn't go too far. Because if you go too far, then people might react and say, he's not as great as you're making it. And that's to keep your praise tempered is okay, so long as you aren't doing it publicly. But if you're going to stand publicly and praise someone, so then you should never stand publicly and give a lot of praise to someone. Because if you're standing in a public forum, so then it's common that there are people who think more highly of him and less highly of him. And so you might get someone to say a comment. Or there might be people who are jealous of him. And you stand there praising, and they're going to fire back and say, but, and they'll end up saying something derogatory of the person. If you know the parties involved, no one's going to say anything negative, then you could praise him within a reasoned amount. But if you want to praise someone that has a reputation, everyone knows he's a righteous person, everyone knows there's no faults about him. So then there are people who no one dares say a bad word about them, and then even if someone who doesn't like them is present, they won't allow themselves to say anything, and you're allowed to praise them even in their presence. Because there are people who have such a good reputation that if someone tries to say something negative about them, everyone will know he's only hurting his own reputation. And so people are more careful not to say something negative. And that's why we find sometimes when a famous speaker is introduced, so then people do go on and praise him, because the assumption is no one would dare say something negative because they would only be hurting themselves. So there are people who have a good enough reputation that it's okay to praise them. And we don't have to be concerned someone's going to say something negative. But that's the exception. That's not the rule.